Well, hello, happy heads. It has been a while since I've posted anything on my post. This is Dr. Will with Happy Heads, and I'm glad you're listening to this post. I have made reference to what I want to talk to you about. And I want to bring this up because I have a new group of students this semester. And today I was looking at how intense their lives are. I have a 19-year-old that works full-time, goes to school full-time. And of course, this individual says, well, I don't live a stressed life. I'm just, you know, learning to deal with life as it comes. Well, I thought it was a good thing, but I said, you know, what are the factors that would make someone to just lay back and let things come and go as they come and go and deal with them? Well, one thing is they, and the way they put it, these young people, you know, what they're going to say to us, well, listen, just chill out, you know. And I have a podcast about this, but I want to expand a little bit because I do believe this seriously and honestly, that the few things that aren't going right are the ones that we try to focus on. And when I was talking to this individual, the fact that he was put in the context of, even though I work full-time, go to school full-time, I'm 19, I'm planning my life right now ahead. I asked him his opinion about, well, what is working for you? Basically, what I realized is that this concept that when things go wrong, instead of freaking out, we need to be thankful for the other things that are not so bad. And that could be relationships, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your dog, your cat may not be the perfect pet or the perfect husband or the perfect boyfriend or girlfriend. But something is going right because you have them in your life. And I realized that if we are struggling, then we need to be thankful for these things that we have. And we need to be thankful also for the things that we don't have that we have escaped. You know, I mean, who knows how many times you could have gotten into a car accident and not even knowing the decision that you made possibly last minute helped you escape the accident. Have you ever been in that situation? I have, you know, where you say, wow, had I come, had I left 10 minutes later or earlier, that accident could be mine. So sometimes the best gifts in life are, of course, those troubles that we don't have. And I think that one thing that we should do is to sit down and say, well, as you look at what's going on in this country, around the world, the changes that are making people lose their homes, everything they have, those are troubles that I don't have. I don't have to worry about rebuilding my house after a big storm came through and just total everything and took everything I worked for all my life. I don't have that trouble. I don't have the trouble of a toxic relationship. So I just want you to think about this today. You know, think about the things that you have escaped and the things that sometimes, you know, you don't realize that you think that you feel sad or jealous because you don't have. But those things could mean trouble. Could mean trouble for your life. And you have to be thankful that you don't have them right now. So just wanted to talk to you about this because of the comment that one person made this morning in class. And I think that if you let go of these small things, they will not snowball out of control. So we don't let one single poisonous moment of misunderstanding make us forget the countless moments that we have of success where failure was not even in the consideration, where you spent time with someone that was meaningful to you, where you sit down and drank coffee or tea with someone that look at you as a friend and not as a trouble coming into your life. So be thankful for that. You know, remember, it is your head and it is your happiness. So keep a happy head. Until then.